Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, TGIF. It's about 4:15 in the morning here. We're in Cameron, Missouri, in northwest Missouri, about 6 miles from where, you know, we have our rental properties. And you know how it is when you're away from your home and away from your bed. There's no way you're going to sleep like you do at home. So rather than just lay there, I decided to get up and do this broadcast early because we've got a lot of work to do before we head back to Weatherby. I want to this morning play or head back to Pineville. I mean, not back. We're in Weatherby. We're going to head back to Pineville. I'd like to just listen to Psalm 63 this morning.
Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped.
Well, that's quite a psalm. And it's a great, great comfort for God's people to know that he has our backs. That whatever we have to go through, that he is there for us. And as I mentioned yesterday, a brother and sister that lived in one of our properties had to go into a skilled nursing home because they just could no longer maintain. And that just shows us the absolute fragileness of life, does it not? And also the temporariness of life. But we hope in eternal life. Our hope is in God, who has given us everlasting life, not temporary life. And so be encouraged this morning and let us take comfort from the Psalms that tells us thy loving kindness is better than life. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.